Hello, I'm on the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. Tonight I am with BBS Radio. It's my local host this evening, along with Blog Talk Radio. I have unfolded some, I don't even know how to even begin this story. I call it the Puzzle Palace because it's pieces of the puzzle that have been connecting together. And I just need a cue to know that I'm in the Blog Talk, the BBS Radio airways, if you don't mind, Seth. Just let me know. Okay, well, I'll just continue on. I don't know if I'm in or not, but I know I'm in Blog Talk Radio. I found this journal, okay, and it's dated October the 16th, 2002. Okay, and I'm going to read from it, but I'm going to tell you a little story about it. When my dad was getting really sick, this was prior to my dad getting really sick, I call everything I do my father's legacy, because I promised my dad that I would listen, and I would listen good, and he's called the listener to me, and I don't understand. Thank you so much, Seth. And I don't understand the situation half the time. I just know that I listen, and when I have a feeling to put something down, I might put it. People think I'm whacked half the time, but that's okay, because I listen to what my spirit is telling me inside. Now, this is particular piece is October the 16th, 2002. Now, y'all know how I do that 1 plus 1 minus 1 equals 1 off drum. Okay, it takes two. One half of this and one half of that. The relationship of self, person, place, thing, and the cause and effect of energy, matter, chemicals. Okay, now I'm just reading from my journal, okay, so I don't even know what it says yet. I haven't reread it. And then it says the universal oneness, only God, the great I am. So what we're all trying to achieve here, right, is the universal oneness. I wrote something on Montism and Pluralism and the 1 plus 1 minus 1 equals 1 on my blog on WordPress. That's where it was. But anyway, this says that the great I am, is 1 plus 1 minus 1 equals 1. What is one half and one half of another? And I go on and on for a few minutes, and then I said, it's the creation of an atom. Whoa. Y'all don't know how excited I am, because this is following up with what transpired with BBS Radio giving me such inspiration listening to the host the other night, that it transpired and triggered me to write. And I just wrote, and I wrote, and I wrote, and I wrote. And I don't know how I get messages, but I get them. And also a friend of mine triggered a thought with the energy waves that are about to come with the new energy from high school. But anyway, it says inside, outside, upside down. And that was my son Jason's favorite book. We are interwoven. We are so interwoven with creation of particles that exist for each one's needs, uniquely standing in their own truth, fact. Nothing is duplicated or alike. A single thought. What is a thought? It's many words that expand the definition of other words and meanings of those words, which is a concept. Example, if we mold many meanings of the word mold, prayer, thought, how to pray, holy angels, and you think of the mold, you know, like molding clay, as a potter molds clay. Myself am being molded also, because I asked to be as Christ-like as I possibly could. I asked to be in the truth, the line of the truth totally, and I would give up my will and my life to do this. And people wonder why I give it out for free. Well, this gift is freely given to me, so how can I make a percentage on books and sell the books? I know that I can give them away, you know, and I can sell them for a study guide, but I keep getting asked to write the book, but maybe I'll do that. Okay, let me get back to this. Intuition. This is what my journal says. Intuition. Misconception. Closed door to all existence of the outside world, except for God, the Father, Jesus Christ. Well, that to me is, I was pondering today. I always heard when Daddy first passed away, he kept saying, listen with your heart and not your mind. Your mind is made up of all the people, places, and things along the way since birth. He says, don't look down and out as he look up and out, because if you look down and out, you're going to stumble and fall. Now, he came to me on the third day that he had passed and told me that. And I know to listen with the garden of my heart, and I know not to let anybody else in that garden of my heart but the Holy Spirit. But many people are saying now, listen with your heart. I listen with my heart, in my heart, and in my heart. Well, how do you share with someone how to listen in their heart? How do you share with someone that doesn't comprehend that? Well, I've got it written down right here because I'm just now seeing it for the first daggum time since October the 16th, 2002. And it says, and I quote myself, the existence of the outside world should be shut off, all doors closed, except for God. Okay? Now, my main, when the social network asks, what is your favorite quote? Well, my favorite quote is, do not open the dark room door before God is finished with the picture, or my perspective will be underexposed, my picture of me in life. You know, like the shadow that we have, okay? I know I'm bouncing around, but you just got to follow me because I do not prepare for shows. But you think about it. We have a shadow, right? A shadow of ourselves. If I was the only person on the face of this earth, think of that. Let me just start over. What is light? Is light real? Yeah, think about it. The sun, I'm thinking about it. Okay, I'm listening to myself. The sun, which is Hugh, the sun, the God's sun. Okay, and also the Father's sun. Oh, it goes. But the bright yellow sunshine, it reflects, right? It reflects off a planet to give us the light, and it revolves in a circle. So we've come full circle. But it depends on where that sun and the way I'm standing in my own truth is the way that my shadow is going to reflect. Shadows of past, they're just mere illusions, because they're already in the past. They can either be a present or a taunting memory until I learn my lesson. Once I learn my lesson from the past, then I can apply it to my knowledge, which is then the wisdom. And that's how I came up with Bridging Wisdom. I told BBS Radio Donald Newsom that he was going to be the bridge to the wisdom gate door, and now I see why, because look at this, we're bridging wisdom right now. 10,000 wisdom spokes, because if we're in a wheel, right, okay, we're in a wheel, and to make a wagon wheel, my great-grandmother on my mother's side, Lily Holzhauser, well, she is a Brown. And they are the wagon wheel makers from the original. My Aunt Tilly, who started the name Sulfa. Anyway, she searched our roots, and they are one of the first wagon wheel makers. So you think of the wisdom spokes. You think of the circle and the wisdom and all those little spokes that come out. We have to have all those spokes in order to make the circle proper. It's kind of like the medicine wheel. So getting back to the garden of my heart, if I put on the full armor of God and I allow God to direct me and guide me in every way, shape, and form, without a doubt, just like, so somebody blogged on the TNT News Trader of BBS Radio today about Giant. And I posted, well, David and Goliath. You know, David, he listened to God to slay Goliath the giant that was 7 feet tall. Nobody else wanted to do it of the Palestinians. And he went out there with 5 smooth stones, which is change, and river stones, and he got a slingshot, and he slung because he knew that he could depend on God because God told him to do this. And he hit that big old giant right in his third eye, right in the center of his forehead. The giant fell down, Goliath fell down, and then he went over and he grabbed his sword and he killed him because he depended on God. He knew that he could do it. So if you think that we're inside the box, inside, outside, upside down with God, and he has it all under control because he's the master weaver of this web of life. He can see what he's weaving. We have to just have faith that we're underneath that tarp, that he is weaving our master plan and our master interwoven is so beautiful, the blanket, that when we rise up to go to the other side of wherever we have chosen to worship, whether it's the stars, the moon, the sky, the void, whatever, and I choose Zion, the heaven, because I want my family to all meet in heaven. And I'm a follower of Jesus Christ because without him, I would not believe myself and be who I am today. So the Holy Spirit lives in me and he teaches me and I teach and I talk out loud back at what he has asked me to share. And that's listening with the garden of my heart. Jesus Christ is the garden of my heart and purity of the goodness that it just is. That's my armor. And I pray for the protection of the holy angels all around. And I plead the blood, which is what? The pumping of the heart. That's the blood vessel that pumps the blood. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Because he shed his blood for us. And if I can plead that blood, just as I am without one plea, but that he sheds his blood for me, and I can walk that way, then he's going to open up all these doors for me to share with everybody else of what the world's going on in this world. Now, think about this. I mean, my gosh, when my dad was dying, I was like all up in this Bible. I was like looking for answers and everything. He took me to this place, and he said it was Ezekiel 3, I believe it was 18. 3:18-12, and the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard a great rumbling sound behind me. Oh, my God. Listen to this, y'all. The wedding that I just came from at Lake Lure is called Rumbling Bald Mountain. And my niece and nephew mixed, that's my new niece, mixed the black sand and the white sand together and a ritual prayer of their wedding. And when she walked down the aisle, I'm just now grasping this, okay? As she walked down the aisle, it started to drizzle. Listen to this. My older brother, who doesn't, we had this spat a couple of years ago, and he just came up to me after the wedding. It was hot, man, because we'd been dancing a jig, and then it also had rained on us a little bit, but the two hawks flew over and the rainbow came up. He came up to me and he kissed me, and he's never kissed me like that. He said, thank you for keeping our family spiritual, for now we understand. Well, I myself understood the pieces were there for the puzzle, but it is just now hitting me that Bald Mountain at Lake Lure is called Rumbling Bald. And here is what I turned to when I first started my daddy's legacy. And it's on the Blog Talk Radio's main page, the notebook, because I made it years ago and I didn't know why. I just knew to do it. The Spirit lifted me up and I heard a great rumbling sound behind me. Blessed be the glory of the Lord thy God in this place. And I heard the sound of the wings of the living beings touching one another. and the sound of the wheels beside them, even a greater rumbling sound. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away. And I went embittered in outrage and enraged with my spirit and the hand of the Lord strong on me. And I came to the exiles to where the river of the Chebar, I can't pronounce these words, and the T-E-L-A-B-I-B, and sat with the 7 days. Okay, then I'm going to scoot down. It says, this is Ezekiel 3:16. Now it came into the end of the 7 days that the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman of the house of Israel. Whoever hears a word from my mouth, warn them for me. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you do not warn them or speak out the warning of the wicked to his wicked. Okay, I'm warning you, wicked people. I don't even know who wicked is. But it says that's the only way that we can live. Again, I've got to, this is mind-blowing. I'm just mind-blown. I've got to share something with you guys that I found today. Oh, my gosh. Let me get to it. I have to close all these windows first. Here it is. I found it. Wait a minute. It's a song. I was just looking around because I do. I've got a live 365 radio station I never use, and I was just looking at some songs. Now listen to this song I came across. I'm gonna play it for you. It's about a minute and a half long.
Walk on the cross.
Play in the middle of the air.
Your foot might slip and your soul be lost.
Play in the middle of the air. Your dog will be up. Play up in the middle of the air. Your dog will be up. Play in the middle of the air. The pig will run by faith. The little girl runs by the grace of God. In a wheel. Play in the middle of the air.
Let me tell you, brother, what a hypocrite'll do.
Stay in the middle of the air.
He'll low rate me and he'll low rate you.
Stay in the middle of the air. He'll keep your song real. Stay up in the middle of the air. He'll keep your song real. Stay in the middle of the air. The things will run by faith. The little will run by the grace of God. It'll be a
understanding about why my dad was dying of cancer, and we watched such horrendous, as he says, win-win situation. I win if I go to the Lord, or I win if I stay with my family. But I turned to that we walk by faith and not by sight. How do you find your faith? How do you find it? Because what happens with me is the mystery. That's my fear. I'm here to conquer fear on this earth. Okay? Now think, Kathy, think a minute. With your heart, how to place this message out there as smoothly as possible. Or, Lord, I just ask for you to speak for me and just channel through me the message that you want out here for the active living audience and how we're going to start this, because there's so much I was overwhelmed at the beginning. It says that we are walked by faith and not by sight. Well, it's listen for the times. We have to listen for the times, because Satan, the negative dark force of the void, the fallen angel, is blind, just like Goliath got hit in the third eye. He can't see, but he can plant the little seeds in my head. And he can have other people speak like they think they're in some kind of spell or something, or I'm in their head or something, which is what that little, those little children lead, that we will be led by children as childlike as we possibly can. And I have said many times, I have to like in order to love, for liking is deeper, because that's childlike. But what they say, the hypocrites, isn't that what that song said? The hypocrites will talk about you. Well, okay. All I've got to say is I turned to the anger. I mean, I was angry, but I went straight to the will of Ezekiel. I've got it right here in my notes. I mean, I'm just flipped out here over this whole thing, because I didn't know why he was making bridging wisdom. I didn't know why I was making wisdom spokes. And then guess what happened? Huh. Oh, my gosh. Google search this, y'all, because I'm getting ready to Google search it myself, because I don't know what I said. I'm opening a new window. Now I'm going to type in Bright Lights Pathfinders / WordPress. Okay, let's go to WordPress. It's Bridging Wisdom. That's HTTP, Bright Lights with an S. Okay, Bright Lights Pathfinders. Because I'm just one bright light searching for that Pathfinder's way. I cannot stress enough. Everybody is a bright light searching for the Pathfinder's way. I'm going to go down to what I wrote that was so inspired me with the BBS radio host, trying to understand some of the concepts that they had. It's called A Wisdom Spoke, 1 plus 1 minus 1 equals 1. First, we have, there is the will. That's the circle of life. And to hold the will together are the spokes. Each spoke balances to complete the whole. God revealed himself as I am receiving another revelation in my kaleidoscope. The orb, O, and then I go, the orb, O. That's what's happening. But later I found out orb O is the new energy that's coming about, you know, to energize this earth. If you Google search orb O, put that in your side view, okay? Because when I misspell, I don't understand. I hear how it sounds, and that's how come I misspell. But it always has a meaning. Okay, so as to each individual particle, which is in existence, is truly standing in its own truth, that, well, that notebook that I was reading just a minute ago, the 1 plus 1 minus 1 equals 1 of 2002, what did that say? I've been trying to figure this out forever. Not really, but just pondering on it, you know, listening, whatever. He says, write this down. Okay, so it's like let's get started with this revelation, because the general revelation is through the natural laws, okay, which is like your natural habitat, the outside world, right? Okay, and then you have the scripture laws, which is what I just read for you, Ezekiel 3, right? About how the will came from heaven. What does it say here? It says, the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard a great rumbling sound behind me. Blessed be the glory of the Lord in this place. And I heard the sound of the wings of the living beings touching one another. And the Spirit lifted me up and took me away. And I went embittered in rage of my spirit, by the hand of the Lord was strong on me. Okay, that's that scripture. That's just that one little place. One place. Okay, so then you think of this. I mean, Google search being, the word being, that means God. Be is God. So I'm getting off the subject. Let me get back. If we could think of one, you know, I always say 1E1, which is my coffee bean queen, and I said, why? And 11-11 calls the 1E1. Well, if we could split it into portions for me to understand, because I'm ready to learn my own self about what I see. First, there's the atom. And I had misspelled it and put A-D-A-M, which is Adam, the first man. And then I went, oh, I mean Adam, A-T-O-M. Because I never, ever spell check. I could spell check and fix my spelling, y'all, couldn't I? But I don't, because I was told by God that nothing is a mistake, that I am made the way I am, and that people will understand if they need be. For those that need to hear, will hear, and for those that do not need to hear it, won't. But let me tell you this. It says right here. I just am turning the Bible to Ezekiel 3. And it's, when I speak to you, I will open your mouth. And when you say to them, thus saith the Lord, he who hears, let him hear. And he who refuses, let him refuse. For they are the rebellious house. Well, my family is not rebellious. They're going to learn and listen. These hills are alive. And I called myself Tathism. I don't know why. I was putting ism. Me and Matey were at the mountains all weekend, and we alive everything, like dualizing, and we ism everything. We put little words on the end. So I put Tathism. And I saw where I had sent an email to somebody, and they put truthism on the end of a topic. And that was so cute, it made me smile. And I love that person to pieces. And so I'm looking at the plural in this ism. And it was pluralism. So I started thinking, man. And it came out montism. There's two words that are exact total opposites. Those two words, I looked them up. Because it's a pole shift, like the yin and yang, the black and white, the positive, negative. And then I wrote, you get it, opposites, that's why they attract. They need one another to exist, positive and negative, okay? Let's look at the theory of the when, where, how, what, from the why, our why, that I have always written. As I know that the plural is one or one being, as we know, plural is more than one or one being, right? That's like several. And pluralism, then, is more than one. So, montism is only one being, right? So, what is a human being? Well, I've written it within the matrix of the internet so much because I just throw things all in there. I'm scattered all over the place. Then I come across this writing I wrote. I said it was dated February 9th, 2008. Because I was toying with words today, and I came up with this after, because I learned to breathe and meditate with you. Just ignore my voice, but just and I would say hue, H-U. And I realized that is like a hue, like, you know, the colors, you know, the shadows, light and dark. So I was like writing it down, and I said I concocted up this formula. H-U by itself, M-A-N by itself, B-E by itself, I-N by itself, and G. Because that's human being. H is the Egyptian mythology that is the first word that of creation. And it also means it was like H-U-H, like. Well, that was the first dictation for the first word of creation in Egyptian mythology was hu. And then man, I looked that up. And it said the words derived from the designate or even the human race, regardless of gender or race or age. And it tells us, but you know, that it's man. And then it's human being. And then I looked up the B-E word. That's going to blow your freaking mind. Look up B-E in a Webster dictionary or the dictionary. Equal in meaning. Has the same condemnation. Symbolize, which I use symbols, God is love. Using the past particle of some intransitive verb. Okay, and then it gives, you know, some more. It's Christ is risen from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15:20. That's what B means. Then the noun in, because B-E-I-N for being, in is a person, a power or a way to get it. Its related terms are inner, inside, into, within, in it, in love, in trouble. Okay, what did I say? Before I even figured this out just now, oh my gosh. I said I have to listen with the garden of my heart, inside, outside, upside down, and not my mind. And how do I express that to people? I have to be in and within. Okay, and then the G for God. In a nutshell, y'all, Q is another word for God. Man is in all of us, and B-E is God is love, and N is inside of us, and G is God. So what do you think of this puzzle? Oh, my gosh. So anyway, G-L-Y-A-S-D-I wrote, because that is God loves you and so do I. I've written that with my girlfriend forever since sixth grade. So then, you know, the kaleidoscope theory that I had, well, it means too many things, so I had to retract it from my seven world views of my theories of the seven world views that I've talked on the radio about before. But if you think of this, a kaleidoscope is a lot of tiny pieces of glass meshed together between mirrors, right? And as you turn the wheel, okay, so I'm on the kaleidoscope. You know, as a kid, that's all I wanted was a kaleidoscope. And I couldn't find my kaleidoscope when I was 4 years old. And it was when E-L-E-N-R-A, a lemur, came to me. I found it in my baby brother David's bassinet. That's a long story, but I was always connected to that kaleidoscope. And Elimra is the healing of Orion, I found out, which I thought it was just all these angels. Because I always stared at the stars, and I always saw this image, and these angels talked to me. And I went in my mother's room at 4 years old and told them, help me, Elimra's leaving. She says, I have to learn alone. Well, this is making sense, because I lost my brother David was in the bedroom with my mother and father on Sharon View Road. We had just moved there, and Aunt Tilly kept me while they moved. But the kaleidoscope was in the bassinet. And it was just the thing I held on to. You know, some people have stuffed animals or whatever. Well, I was elated with the kaleidoscope. And I went to the eye doctor the other day. And I said, what are those little dots of light that I see? These little flicks of blue things. I said, is that my angels? He said, they can be your angels if you want, Kathy. But let me give you the theory behind those little flicks, those little tiny flicks of blue light, the little flicks of gold light or whatever you see. He says, your eye has mirrors that there's two, what do you call them, like optical, like a lens. He says, there's two of them. And when moisture or when a piece of dust particle or something gets in between that lens, it will cause you to see the little flicks. That's the kaleidoscope, right? Anyway, I get so excited when I unfold something. So if I think this, because I don't want to keep splitting the atoms apart, but if I think of this why, this how of the subject, being positive, atoms of being positive, and then there's some negative atoms, right? Okay, you got that? There's positive and negative in the world. So if we think really deeply that we have got to have the positive and the negative together in order to make up the whole, it's just like a light socket. You have to have the positive and negative wire. You have to have the earth, and then you have to have that. Then you put the foundation of the house on. Then you put the furniture or whatever inside. But it takes a particle of everything, and nothing is repeated or duplicated. It's like the Jell-O mold with air in it. I've said this many times. You can't repeat or duplicate anything, even the way you speak something in word form. It does not matter. Doodly squat, you cannot reproduce. You can Xerox, you can copy, but it still has different particles in it. It's its individual self. So I was thinking, the rigid crevices of Montism, well, that is like the void. Okay, the void. So this is the word of the subject. If you separate the atom to just one separate atom, put me on the face of this earth all by my little old self, okay? Nobody and no one else is with me, and I'm separate. The nothing, null and void. Then I'm with my own shadow. I'm with my own self. I'm with my own ideas. I'm with my own understanding. I'm with my own foundation. And who in the world would I share it with? So that brought me to my studies in college of Plato. You know, Plato, P-L-A, you know, what's his name, Plato or whatever his name was. I wrote about him because I looked him up, but I don't have it in front of me right now. But I think his name was Plato, Platoism. And I started thinking about the mud and how I'm molded. How I allow others to affect me, or how I allow God to be the master potter who is molding my clay. But where does he get the clay? But from the earth, right? Doesn't clay come from the earth? It does. So you take the mud out of the side bank of the river, of the creek, because the creek beds is what feeds everything of the water. I mean, you got to have the crevice creek to have the river, to have the ocean, to have every part of any water. So you take the mud out of the side of it, and that is separating it from its original place, right? So my theory is that if I split an atom up into separate, one plus, which is pluralism, one minus, which I take away the clay from the riverbank, and then I mold it to my masterpiece or whatever I'm going to make, sculpture. Then I have the Montism, you know, the minus one, which is taking away and bringing the clay into my hands. And then I have the separate, but the pluralism, you know, combining to make a masterpiece, because I'm taking that clay, which is one thing, and I'm making a sculpture, which is another thing. So then that's plural. It took the clay to make the sculpture. So that's two things. But Montism, everything being one, is like everything's inside that clay. You know what I'm saying? How can that be? That's a void. If I didn't have the one plus one and then minus the one because it became the sculpture, then it couldn't equal the one. So it takes, I'm looking at how in this tree now. Let's think of the atom being positive, the atom being non-being, which is negative. Let me split it into non-existence. Okay, I'm splitting it all up. I'm in my science class and I'm splitting the atom up. Okay. Now I've got just pure positive space going around me. What am I going to do with this pure positive space? Or, let's split the atom up. I've got just pure negative space floating around everywhere. What is that? That's the void. But also, the positive space all by itself is a void too, right? So what's the difference? There is no difference. Because the pure plus and minus have to combine together, just like the neutrons and the protons in the DNA that we're made up of, in our body of the blood, that who we are, it has to have a positive neutron and a negative proton, or either vice versa, I don't remember. But I know I remember that in science class, which I got a D in, by the way, because I wouldn't dissect a frog. But also, I look at something else, and it helps me to understand the why of the theory of this subject. And that's why I call it the catism, because I'm like this big cat and on the computer, and all these little mice and all these little mouses electronically chase me around trying to keep me from doing what I'm going to do for God's work. And so I think of, I'm just this great big cat. Well, the lion sleeps no more, but the lion shall lay down with the lamb. So 1 + 1 - 1 = 1. And that, my friends, active listening audience, every single body in the universe is seeking, in a nutshell, what I came up with the other day. That's pretty deep stuff, right? Well, I came up with this, I'm scrolling up here, because I wrote something that I'm getting a lot of feedback on these blogs, but they keep asking me, you know, there's several different things. I thought of the shadows, you know, the shadows and the light, and I kept seeing this picture of me as an adult at the wedding, and I kept remembering the piece of me that when I was 17, 18 years old looked just like that, because my hair is real long, and it's wild and it's free, and I don't care. It just is my hair, and it's natural, and I'm growing it for the cancer patient to have a wig, and I don't put anything on it, and I let this go natural, because that's something that I'm giving for my dad. And so I looked at those pictures, and I said, God, that looks like my shadow. Well, listen to this, what I figured out prior, just 30 minutes to the show, this broadcasting. Okay, I got to get a sip of water, y'all. Hold on just a second. Got to find it. Me and my shadow. I started singing Me and My Shadow to my Aunt Jenny the other day, strolling down the avenue, and Ebony and Ivory, looking like perfect harmony. And I don't know why I was doing that, but now it's making more sense, because shadows and the light, we make up that form as an architecture is an idea, right? Architecture, you have a form first, right? It's an idea. And that's the architecture, which is an archetype. The idea is an archetype. Like I call my real world here with my family, friends, and people I can touch, my real world, and my outside world, which is the computer, which is teaching me, and people in the spiritual realm, places and things out there, pulling into the universal life within me, that nature law teaches me how to live by the scripture that is written by other prophets. So Plato, I thought of him, and that's Platoism. The real, which is the world that forms our past experiences, right? But that's our shadows. It's just a mere shadow. It's an illusion of the past. So if I think of this experience that I've walked through for the moment, I'm on my brightlightspathfinders.com WordPress, by the way. You know how my instrument says stay in the moment if you call me on the phone? And I always say stay in the moment. I don't always, because always is nothing but God. God is the only thing that's always. But I 9 times out of 10 say stay in the moment, because if I stay in this present moment, I become timeless. And I don't even own a clock, y'all. I don't own a clock. I do not know time unless I turn on my computer or my cell phone. That's how much I cannot do time, because time is the distance that keeps all things far from existence. And time erases all the things that have been shared with me. It keeps me in remembrance and care. But time, to me, is just this. I'm going to pull it up, because I've got it in a journal. Time mellows all my treasured thoughts, but it won't take away the feelings that it brought. Time erases all the things that we hear. It gives us thoughts of remembrance and care. Time will always bring us together, all sometime real soon, in the sunset shadows or that of a full moon. Time always feels so far away if it were only here to stay. And then I wrote about tomorrow. Will you think of me tomorrow as you have through the night, or will the early bird of morning take you up with its flight? Will the sounds of this echo, voice of mine, soon fade away, since there is no echo there to make it stay? Will tomorrow be just a memory of the special things that I have shared for just this moment of being in the moment in time? Now, I'm not going to read anymore because I'll just get on task because I do that to myself. But what I want to say is I've got 10 minutes left. And, yes, I smoke cigarettes, and I'm very sorry, but you can hear them. And that's bad. Bad. Okay. Now, let me get back to this. The moment is reality, right? The moment, right now, is reality. You hear me. You are contemplating, and you're hearing the situation. Shadows reflect my lessons, which are applied to my knowledge, which has gained my wisdom, which I am bridging my own wisdom by hearing myself talk out loud. That's one reason I do these radio shows. But the other reason is because I'm told I have to share what I get because it was freely given to me. I'm to give it out for other people to understand. So I ponder the light of my own self, the light of my inside self. If I start thinking with my head, my mind, and not my heart, which is the pumping blood vessel, even flowing, but the garden, then I'm blocking my bright light by shading myself within and reflecting only the illusion of the dark secret stories the shadows share. But if my image is blocking the truth of the light, then I wouldn't be in the here and now. People can take what I write any way they want and get their own concept out of it, just like you can in the Bible, just like you can in your book. Everybody has their own perspective. I hear my teachings of what God has taught me, the knowing, all over this internet, all over the internet. But they can't because I didn't put it in the book. They can't say it's a bright lights pathfinder's way, or they can't say that so they where they got it. They want to hold it as their own egotistical idea. When God Almighty, Lord thy God, gave it to me to give out to you guys to share, why can't you give him the credit, that bright credit? Bright. It's a bright idea. It doesn't matter to me, but you got to give God the credit, not mankind. So I'm reflecting back in this whole situation that pisses me off when I think that. But the particles bouncing off my own mirror, because I keep a mirror in front of me at all times to speak my truth and to bounce back to me, because we are each other's mirror. We're each other's image. And those particles of my mirror bounce off just like the sun does as it evolves and reflects. So the illusion is what? You can walk in the past, and you can think you know the future, but you're setting the destiny to other people when you sit there and tell them. But a lot of times there are some truths in there. You know, Michael told me the other couple of months ago, he said, you're going to have a big healing in your family, and it's going to happen at this wedding, and I see a big rock, and I see some rain. He told me exactly, but he couldn't see what it meant either. And that man is friggin' awesome. But anyway, he could see healings and stuff. He couldn't plant that in my brother's head because he didn't even talk to my brother. My brother did that on his own. But Michael saw it ahead of time. And I want to take some time out for reflection for the last 10 minutes of the show. And I want to see my idea, the view, my perspective, holding still the kaleidoscope to make that prism, my picture, my creation, my understanding, my ways and means, because it's within me. It's who I am. And I want to look at this from my form and my ideas. But if I did not share my ideas, then I'd still be in the shadows. So what principle do I have about this whole thing? It's if we think of the relative non-being, right, the relative word, non-being, the principle of relative is non-being, but relating is other. Aha. Oh, my gosh. Plateau believing that there was many forms of beings, which is pluralism, and totally avoid montism, that each form is different. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Just like foundation numbers, the foundation in numerology to me is number 4. I'm just flabbergasted by this whole situation. I'm just flabbergasted. I'm floored at what I have unfolded. Of all these pieces to the puzzle that I have in all this notebook, all these pages, and I realize that in a conversation through prayer only, which prayer is talking to God, and listening is the key to what has led me to say in my heart, because those are my healing, pumping blood that flows within me to my garden. And if I keep the weeds out of the garden of my heart and keep my vessel and my side of the street clean and myself clean, I don't have to listen to the belittlement and constant ridicule that I get on a daily basis by people being so insanely jealous. And all I have to say here is I'm going to read, I just told the turn to Ezekiel 2, which is Mark, I've got written in my Bible, March the 2nd of 91, which was prayer opened from the Holy Spirit. And it says, then he said to me, son of man, stand on your feet that I may speak to you. And he spoke to me, and the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet. And I heard him speaking to me. Then he said to me, son of man, I'm sending you to the sons of Israel, to the rebellious people who have rebelled against me. Then their fathers and their fathers that have transgressed against me to this very day. And I'm sending you to all those who are stubborn and disobedient and obstinate children. That's what it says, stubborn and obstinate children. That you shall tell them, thus says the Lord thy God, as for them, whether to listen or not, for they have a rebellious house within them. And to know that a prophet has been among them? And you say, son of man, neither fear nor fear their words, for the thistles and the thorns are with you as you sit on the scorpions near fear their words, nor be dismayed at the present, for they are rebellious house. But I shall speak my words to them, whether they listen or not, for they are rebellious. And verse 8 says, now you son of man, you listen to what I speak to you. Do not be rebellious like the rebellious house, but open your mouth and eat what I am giving to you. And verse 9 says, then I looked, and behold, a hand extended to me, and the scroll was within it. And when he spread out that before me, it was written on the front and back, and written in laminations, mourning with woes. And what did I start the show off with? I got a few minutes left, but the Spirit lifted me, and I heard a great rumbling sound behind me. Blessed be the glory of the Lord thy God in his place. And I hear the sound of the wings of the living beings, pluralism, touching one another, and the sound of the wheels, which is the wisdom spokes and the bridging wisdom wheels, which this is bridging spoke one, I guess. 101, beside them, even as a great rumbling sound. Now, I'm going to tell you the story of Lake Lure and why it's called Rumbling Bald Mountain. It used to just be called Bald Mountain. And a friend of mine today said, look at that skull. It looks like a man on the side of that mountain with his arm holding up his chin. And I said, what's his name going to be? And I call him Rocky Lee. And she says, it means being and listening. And I said, it's Rockules, you know, like Hercules. Anyway, that was on my Facebook page. But Bald Mountain rumbled, and the Indians, the Native Americans that were all up in the mountains, they, it was the 18th century, they called it rumbling Bald Mountain. Now, this is where everything transpired all weekend. It was like a revelation. I looked it up, and I took the most gorgeous photograph, and it rained, the most beautiful rain. What do I always say? I will never steal one's thunder. I won't. I don't care. I'm not going to have that karma back on me. Harm ye none. Right? Now, I'm getting into my pagan ways, which balance my Christianity. Harm ye none. If I send back the harmful things that people are sending on me, then that harms them. In return, gives me more karma, which bounces it back to me again. Right? Right. It's a merry-go-round, back and forth, and back and forth. If I send it back, so therefore I have to send it up and out into the Saint Germain ultraviolet flame to transmute the negative forces that are trying to knock me down into the positive. But it takes that for me to get out there. Because to me, this earth is but a womb. I'm in Mother Earth's womb. And how I walk this daily life is where I'm going to end up on the other side. And with that active listening audience, I'm going to hang up the phone with the sound of one song. And it'll play out because it's only got 90 seconds left. Okay? And this is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, signing off. And here's the song, The Winds of Change.